Episode 2.
Yes. Welcome back.
Okay. So we were talking about, you wanted to talk about self-love.
Yes.
So I think we should start with what I think the beginning of your journey was, which was nature. Because I remember how excited you were to tell me about your experiences in nature.
Yes. And I don't remember exactly. I feel like it was at Fort Bragg and, like, going through the redwoods, you know, because you go through that beautiful little area of redwoods. And then the beach is very different than down in San Diego. I never really liked the beach down in San Diego because of all the sand is what I remember not liking about it. But this beach, it's very different than what is in San Diego. And I just love that it's very woodsy. You know, you can even stay in a place where it's like a camp area, and it has a bunch of trees, but the beach right there too. And that is just, I love it. I can like feel the energy of all the trees, and it's so powerful and so grounding, and helps me stay in the present, like, you know, like just be in the present.
Yeah.
Be one with all of it.
I feel like nature is very healing.
Yeah.
I know there's a period of time, like during COVID, where I hiked literally like every day. I went and hiked. And it was, I'm a chronic overthinker. So my brain just constantly keeps rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. And so it was so nice to hike because, and I needed it during that time the most, because when I hiked, it was like everything was still. Like, there was no rushing thoughts, no overthinking. It was just peace. You know what I mean? Like, it's so peaceful. And, you know, I can't say I feel what you feel for the trees. I mean, I respect the trees. Yeah. You know, I'm happy they're here. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like, you know, the only place that I feel is, like, a happy, safe place would be, like, the beach. Like, that's my place where it's, like, complete zen. That's where I want to be, like...
See, I feel like you would like the San Diego beaches because they're more beachy, you know? They're not Hawaii beaches, you know? but, you know, scratch that. We're not even going to compare because they're two different places, okay? And they're both beautiful. I think you would really like the San Diego beaches. We should plan a trip to go to San Diego together. That'd be fun.
That would
go
be cool.
To the beach. Yeah. And, you know, I can appreciate the beach. I love it. It's beautiful. I love, at night, the bonfire that we had with, you know, listening to the waves. That was very...
That's always fun.
Beautiful and like just relaxing and calming, and you could feel the energy of it.
So I think nature is a good place to start when you just want to find calmness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you start your self-love journey, I feel like nature is essential for you just to find like peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Or to find that time for you to reflect.
Yeah.
Even if that's possible. Like, for me, it wasn't possible. Like, I just found calmness and, like, just everything melted away. You know what I mean? Like,
I totally get that because for me, it was everything melted away and I was just able to be right here in the present moment and feel the energy of... I can't even explain it to you. I remember one time I was going to Tahoe, and I just had this incredible vision, and it just, I guess, gave me a different feel for it, like, you know, stronger. Pull to the trees and stuff, like stronger love for them, I feel. Yeah. And it was beautiful. It was incredible. And
Yeah. I think, too, like, when you start your whole journey of self-love, I think that it teaches you a lot of different things at one time.
Yes.
Like gratitude.
Yeah.
And I think it teaches you to be grateful for every little thing.
Yeah. And, you know, true happiness isn't, like, you have to have gratitude to get to there.
Yeah.
You have to. It's part of the stepping stones to get to there and to get to where you want to be in life, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it's something that you don't learn overnight.
Yeah.
It's something that you have to, like, reprogram your brain. But I think that it teaches you to, like, appreciate everything in life. And if you don't learn how to appreciate everything and be grateful for it, then when you finally hit your success, whatever level that is for your life and your path, I think that you would never appreciate it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important, and I think I just think with my children, we practice that every night. We say things that we are grateful for every single night, and then we pray. And that is every night we do that. And the kids, that has become so routine to them that they don't want to go without it anymore, you know?
Right.
And I love that for them. And, like, we practice it. I try to in daily life, you know, like, we, you know, just practicing it every day and reminding them, you know, how grateful we are for this and that and, you know, whatever. So that they understand.
Yeah.
The, you know.
Yeah. And I think it's like a stepping, like you said, a stepping stone of everything, because when you start to be grateful for everything, I think you become more self-aware of things.
Yes. Yes, you do. 100%. Yes.
Like, I think self-awareness is essential, mm-hmm. because you won't know, I don't think you'll understand where you're going if you don't have self-awareness. Like, you won't understand, like, how you react to others or how you impact others based off of how you you are.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I definitely think that that's important. Because it really just helps you grow, because you are able to understand that you, you know, you have to ask yourself these questions, these hard questions that you don't want to ask yourself. And it makes it so that you do, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Because it goes, like, I feel like just everything goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
And once you start one, I feel like you just keep going and keep going and keep going.
Like a snowball.
And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
very much so.
So you become self-aware, and then you become self-accountable.
Yeah.
You learn to trust yourself. But these are all things that are, like, one step at a time. They're definitely not something that it all comes at one time. It's not overnight. Like, shoot, I feel like I'm at the point of almost the end of my self-loving journey, only just because, like, in the beginning, this is all stuff that I started learning. And,
right.
I mean, like, I'm going on year 5.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, like, I'm okay with treating myself.
Right.
Like, if I want a spa day, then I deserve that. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no reason for me to feel guilty about it or being selfish about it. Like, I deserve that. I work hard. I worked hard to get to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that. If I want my hair done or if I want my nails done, like, there's nothing wrong with me valuing myself. Or, like, some people could be like, you know, I'm going to go get that tattoo or that piercing. Yeah. All that is self-love because you're doing something that you want to do for yourself and treating yourself. And there is nothing wrong with that. I feel our society just says otherwise, but...
Yes, absolutely. Society, I feel like you can't be kind to yourself because then... I don't know. There's just a weird connotation on it, I feel. Like, or a weird stigma towards that being part of self-love, you know?
Oh, I feel like we're always taught to, like, help others, but never help ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, like, this weird toxic cycle.
Mm-hmm. And retraining your brain, I feel like, for me, that's been the most difficult because I feel like, I can do so good. And, you know, because every day, it's a daily, I talk to myself every single day. And if I say a negative thing, I really try my hardest to be self-aware enough to where I can be like, hey, no, that's not okay. Like, you know, let's say it this instead in my head.
You're becoming self-aware.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I am always... doing that. And so then, you know, I will say it out loud so it becomes, you know, like when you say it out loud, you're making it more factual, like what it is, you
right,
know, and
right.
stuff like that. And so for me, that's always been a hard thing for me to do too, is saying it out loud. For me, it's always been so weird just hearing myself say that out loud, but truly this podcast has helped with that a lot because I have to hear myself on here and I never have liked hearing myself, but doing this and the way that I feel about this, I sound different now. I don't sound as bad as I thought that I did. It's a weird thing, but I feel like I've just accepted it and I'm like, okay, I'm okay with it. It's because this whole thing has just felt so right. Like, okay, this is
right.
what I'm supposed to be doing. And I haven't, you know, fought it. So I'm just like, okay, well, this is what it is.
You're going with the flow. You're not fighting. Yeah. I think that's a large part too, is just trusting yourself, but also trusting the process. Like, it's a dirty journey.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. Like, right. I mean, I think that a lot of people are like, it's pretty, like, you'll work on yourself and you manifest this dream life and it's great. Like, it's not. It's a dirty journey. And you have to 100%, like, trust the process because you just got to do your work. And I feel like the more you do your work on yourself, the faster you become aligned to where you're supposed to be in your path.
Absolutely, 100%. And see, my problem is... I hyper-focus on it for a certain period of time, and then I stop for whatever reason. And, like, it could be the simplest thing, that one thing got stepped out of line in my routine of my daily things, and that messed it up, so I missed that day, and then that was the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's where I really struggle, because it's a lot slower of a journey for me, because I can't just work on it all at one long period of time.
Consecutively.
Right. Yep. So that's where I really struggle, but, like, I have been able to look at where I've come. Like, lately, I've been able to really realize, like, okay, each time these little tiny steps are making big changes. It doesn't feel like it, but they really are, like, you know? And I'm just like, okay, and lately it's been motivating me more. And motivation is such a big thing for me.
Oh.
I have struggled with it my whole life.
Yeah.
My whole life, I have struggled with
it. You just got to push through it.
Not knowing what I was here for, or not knowing what I really wanted to do.
Well, not understanding yourself.
Yeah.
It's like not taking the time.
Because nothing felt right.
Right.
Nothing felt right to do. Like, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I feel like if you just don't take that time out to understand who you are and ask yourself those hard questions, you'll never know where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, you putting that work into understanding yourself and trusting yourself and learning all of that and having gratitude for the journey, I think it pushes you to where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I think also the more you do work, like, you lose everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you lose all that side of you because you grow as individuals. So you've grown out of vibration with those people that you used to hang out with. And, you know, you don't resonate with a lot of people anymore. And, like, that was hard personally when I had to go through that because I lost everything.
Yeah.
And, but it slowly aligned me to people who I needed to be in my life and to the job I needed to have in my life and to the lifestyle I needed to have in my life. Yes. And so it's like, was it worth it? I'll tell you, absolutely. Did it hurt? Absolutely. Was it shitty? Yeah. Was it a long, long 4.5 years of what the fuck is happening and why is all this going on? Yeah. But was it worth it? 100%.
Yeah, right.
You know, it takes time. It takes time.
It really does. And being able to look back and truly believe and trust in your journey and trust that you have made it this far. And if you've made it this far, you can keep going.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, and I have really been understanding, oh, crap. I forgot.
I think believing in yourself, you're right.
I really feel like I'm starting to believe in myself and understand that I am trustworthy and I can trust myself and I can trust my instinct, and my instinct is trustworthy. Like, you know, just telling myself these things, because I feel like I got to a point where I was like, well, shit, okay, you know what, I have nothing, I don't trust myself. Like, I don't trust myself. I know what I need to do to trust myself. So then I finally did get the motivation to just, like, do it. And I talk to myself all the time. My internal dialogue is constantly going about things like this. And so I feel like that goes hand in hand in your expectations for yourself and giving yourself grace on those expectations. And understanding that sometimes there are going to be times where it's difficult and it's going to feel impossible, but you just got to get over that.
Right.
And then there's going to be a really good patch.
Right.
You know? But it's a balance. There's no good without bad and no bad without good.
Right.
It has to, you know, but the bad isn't bad.
Right.
It's a lesson. It's a learning experience. And it's a beautiful journey.
Right.
I truly believe that people healing and growing is just such a beautiful journey.
It's that perception.
And yeah.
Because I think when, like, bad things happen, we have a tendency to be like, why me? Why me? Right.
Right?
Instead of understanding, like, okay, what am I trying to learn from this?
Right.
And I think also, like, part of this whole self-love journey and discovering who you are, you have to understand that you are in control of your reality.
Yes.
Like, no one's going to save you. No one's going to fix your life.
Yeah.
No one's going to create the life you want. If you want to make $1 million, well, guess what? Start working towards that.
Right.
And and you might not know how, but you might just be in the mindset, like, I'm going to make $1 million and keep doing, like, thoughts become reality. And then first you start crawling, then you start walking, then you start, you know, running. And now all of a sudden you're getting aligned to that $1 million. Like, yes, that is short notes of what it is, but it that's really what it is. Like, you are in control of your life.
Right.
And so you can't look at everything as a victim mentality, like, why me? Why is this happening? You have to take ownership.
Right.
And be like, you know what? I chose to not let myself yes. take the steps that I need to make a change.
Yes.
So I need to now focus on what step I want to take now to go in the direction that I want my life to go into.
You know, and I constantly am like, I know what I need to do. I know why I don't want to do it. And I know that what I'm doing is avoiding it.
Yeah.
Why that's am a, I doing all of
that's
this?
That's that self-awareness.
And, you know, I just can't ever figure out why am I doing this? But then, like, it's like, okay, well, you know what you need to do to fix these steps. Go fix these steps, okay? And then I feel like before I didn't really have the drive and the motivation to do it. And now I'm like, okay.
You're pushing yourself. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Yep.
And now it's like, you know, I just see things differently, you know?
Right.
And, but I always just, like I said, I really always just talk to myself about, and I'm so self-aware about so many things. And it's crazy because, like, it goes deeper each time. Like, I, you know what I mean?
Right. Like,
and
an onion.
Yeah. It yeah. literally, and yeah. there's layers, and I'm like, dang, you're over here hurting your own damn feelings. What are you doing? Like, straight up, because, and, like, I put myself in check all the time, but sometimes I, like, periods of time, I just, like,
well, I think...
I don't know.
I think also give yourself grace because you can't spend 24 hours working on yourself every single day for,
right.
you know, you need a break. You
right.
need a little bit of distraction, but you just got to remember to get back on that train.
Right. See, and that's my problem.
Because everyone learns differently. A.
Right.
Right. B, everyone's path is different.
Right.
Sometimes we got to relearn that lesson a million times in order for you to get it.
Yeah.
You know? And, I don't see, like, there's no problem in that. There's nothing wrong with that.
See,
and the motivation thing, like, for me, I could be the best motivator in the world for myself and others. And then I could be the worst motivator in the world for myself. And, for me, it's what I found is, like, what I watch or what I... listen to all that affects my motivation 100%. So I listen to
See, I totally know that. And like, and I know, oh my gosh, I'm going to expose myself. Oh no. I just like literally peeling back the onion peels. Okay. The onion layers peel. Because I know.
You forgot, didn't you? You forgot. But, like, okay, for instance, like, what you consume, who you surround yourself with, that's what you become. So, if you have friends, and, you know, they're all losers, you're going to be the other loser.
Right. What we're watching, like, I know that what I'm watching, like, when I watch TikTok most of the time, and I know that most of the things that I watch, they're like, I don't know, nothing that is beneficial to me, you know, not nothing, but a lot of it is just like, whatever, you know? And so I know that I need to like, at least look up good positive things, and I've started to. This is where the motivation has kicked in, where I've started to, like, if I go on there, I'm gonna look up good things, you know, things I want to learn about, because I like to learn in video styles, so, you know, let's learn about this, whatever. I'm starting to do that, but, like, before, I just knew that it was bad, I knew why it was bad, and I knew how to fix it, and I just say, nope. We're not going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
Well, that's, you're starting to hold yourself accountable.
Right. And that's exactly where I'm finding myself is holding, and I'm like, okay, yeah, bitch. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're growing. You're learning. Right. You're learning a new part of you. Right. And that means that there's things that are going to come from you because you're not giving up.
Right.
You're pushing through it.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome experience.
It feels so good and like, yeah, it feels so good. And I can really feel just a good feeling of how my life is going to go and that it's just getting started.
Yeah. And there you are. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
Whoop. All right. Well, that was a good way to end it. That's empowering.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm here. All right.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye.